Museums are mysterious institutions. Indeed, that's one of the reasons that people love them. When their exhibitions and programs are executed well, museums are places where visitors can make discoveries, learn new things, and wonder at objects from far-off places and distant times. The best museum experiences happen when visitors leave with a new sense of their place in the world, whether that's a tiny shift in perspective or a profound aha moment. As readers of this book have no doubt experienced, the sense of wonder can be magical for a visitor. But that mystery is decidedly not magical for someone thinking about a career in museums. In fact, it's frustrating. For all of their wonderful qualities, museums are not especially transparent to casual observers. Paradoxically, sometimes it seems that working in a museum is the only way one can learn if one actually wants to work in a museum. While some people know early on in their first museum internship, volunteer position, or part-time job whether they want to make museum work a career, others end up investing a lot of time and money, and perhaps missing out on other opportunities, because they didn't know enough about what to expect from the museum workplace. This book is designed to provide a window into museums for readers who want an overview of what actually happens behind the scenes before making big decisions about majors, graduate degrees, internships, and other steps on the career path. My ultimate goal for So You Want to Work in a Museum is to attract smart, creative, intentional people to the museum field so that they can enhance the best aspects of museums and problem solve about the things that need improving. For reasons I discuss throughout the book, people entering the field at this point in the development of the museum field have an opportunity to make a significant impact. Those of us who have been in the field for a long time, including periods when change has traditionally been more difficult to enact, are counting on what we call emerging museum professionals to lead the way. When I say intentional, I mean that I strongly believe that prospective museum employees should be well-informed, not only so they can answer that irksome question from relatives at Thanksgiving dinner, "So, what are you going to do with that art history?" or history, or anthropology, or other seemingly esoteric field, degree, but also so that they can go in with clear eyes and full hearts. People who enter the field with a good understanding of what museums are like behind the scenes can better take advantage of the many wonderful things museums have to offer their staff. Working in a fascinating environment, surrounded by world-class art, historically significant artifacts, or sites where landmark events took place. Collaborating with some of the smartest, most creative, and most dedicated people in any field. Being part of a learning community within a mission-driven educational institution. Attending lectures, openings, and countless other types of fun events. And the best part, in my opinion, having a positive impact on individual visitors and the community at large. Throughout my career, I have had many moments where I've stopped during the workday to reflect on how lucky I am to not only be doing something almost unimaginably exciting, meeting one of my favorite artists, looking through objects in collection storage, seeing a visitor make a personal connection to an object or be inspired by a program, but that I'm also getting paid to do it. While that doesn't describe every day, most museum people I know have similar moments of reflection on a regular basis. Another goal of this book is to make the museum workplace more accessible to readers by highlighting its complexity. Lest that seem like a contradiction, let me explain. When non-museum people think about working in a museum, they probably think of only a few roles: curator, conservator, director, or possibly the floor staff, front desk, tour guide, they encountered at their last museum visit. These are the most visible roles, but they make up only a fraction of the entire staff at a museum,